Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Peter Tragos, host of the Lawyer You Know podcast and YouTube channel. The saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until you need one. Well, I'm here when you need one to answer your questions and give you insight that you didn't know you needed. Along with my partners, Pete Sardis, the professor, who has a finance and business background, and George Tragos, my dad, and the consigliere, a criminal defense giant, we can answer any questions you have.
What's up, everybody? We're back in action today for another live. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one. It's definitely different than what we've done in the past. So if you've been here for reaction videos or for breaking down recaps or what happened at trial or talking through things, this one's going to be a little bit different. So one of the questions I've gotten over and over again, and I haven't really had a chance to sit and think about it, but it's, how would I cross Amber Heard? A lot of people were disappointed in the cross of Dr. Hughes. We talked through some stuff that could have been done differently, what they might have been saving as ammunition for Amber Heard. And now we're here. We're at least getting close to Amber Heard's cross-examination. So we're really going to focus on this. We talked about in the last video for you all to let me know if you want my dad and I to sit and stream the cross live and give our breakdown and reactions and what we do different and talk objections and things like that. Well, we have 250 plus trials between us, most of which are his. I think he's got over 200 himself. But we'll do that if you guys really want us to, and it seems like you do. So we're trying to set that up and trying to plan how exactly logistically that's going to go while we're still running firm. But it's going to be fun. So we hit 70K. That was fun. Everybody like the video and subscribe if you haven't already. We're on the road to 75K, which is our next giveaway. Hopefully we get it done during a live. It's always more fun and alive. I see Michelle and a couple other people ask how they're going to get the cross done in 1 hour. I think there was some confusion there. They could use all 25 hours or whatever they have left on cross if they really want to. They're not limited to 1 hour. So enough about subscribers, enough about likes, enough about all the YouTube stuff. Today is going to be fun because we are going to focus in on what a cross-examination could look like for Amber Heard. I have a caveat, okay? The caveat is these lawyers have lived with this case for years. They've talked to Johnny Depp. They know the ins and outs. They know why certain evidence can't come in and why other evidence can but hasn't come in yet. So that's my caveat, is that I expect them, I hope that they'll do a much better job because they know this case inside and out. I also spent about 45 minutes prepping this. So it's not exactly like I dug into this, like this was one of my cases, but I do have some themes and things I do in cross-examination is I like to have a beginning, middle, and end. I like to have a flow. I like to have transitions between my topic areas. I like to pick topic areas and then I'll vibe with the witness sometimes and feel where they're going. So that'll happen from time to time as well as we go through it. So that's going to be the bulk of this episode. I am going to get to your questions at the end, like I always do. And we are going to talk through all of those answers. As I'm doing this mock cross-examination of Amber Heard, as we call it, I will flash the new members across the bottom of the screen because I see some new members coming into our YouTube membership, which is cool and appreciative and fun. And we'll do some cool stuff with them. And so we're going to get into it. And I'm mostly going to focus as much as I can on the cross. And I'll try not to look over at the comments and get distracted because I want to kind of go through it. And then at the end, I also, what I want from you all is, what would you ask? What did I miss? What would you try to get in? Things like that. I want to know that. I'm going to talk about how there are some sections of cross where you got to have a pair to ask. And, you know, sometimes it can be nerve-wracking to ask an uncomfortable subject or push a little bit too far or really make a witness uncomfortable on the stand. But sometimes it's necessary to get out what you need to get out during cross-examination. So we're going to talk through it. Okay. And like I said, I'm not going to answer much. If I don't get to all the questions, I may do another live tonight, just kind of a Q&A later tonight. We'll see if that's necessary. But let's jump into it now. And as people jump on, if anybody in the chat wants to remind them what I'm doing, because I may not see their posts here, because I've got a little outline I'm looking at here to go through and talk through with you guys how this cross will go. This is a mock cross-examination of Amber Heard from someone who's done this lots of times. At trial and depositions, in defense cases, in criminal defense cases, and in personal injury cases or civil disputes, which is what this is. So let's get to it. We'll have some fun. So the first topic area I would focus on is the op-ed. That's where I would start. That's, I think you can get in there. They already know the lawyers, but kind of build a, this is going to go smooth. We're not going to fight with each other. Let's just talk about the op-ed. This op-ed was about Johnny Depp. It's an important question. We've got to get to it because this is something the jury's got to decide. And again, I'm not going to ask questions and answers. I'm going to just kind of go through an outline with you of how I would think about it and how I would kind of break it down to her. I would tell her, you know, this op-ed was about Johnny Depp. We just listened to your testimony. We listened to you over and over again say he was a serial abuser, physically, sexually, emotionally abusive towards you. The title of the article is about sexual violence. And that's also about Johnny Depp, right? Because you just testified to all the sexual violence Johnny Depp did to you, right? You just testified for days about how he sexually abused you, did a cavity search, forced you to perform acts on him, things like that. And then I would transition into, you also knew for a fact that this op-ed and the content in the op-ed would be damaging to Johnny Depp. It would damage his reputation, correct? It would damage his career, right? It would damage his family. It would be damaging for his kids. You knew that that was going to be the effect of this op-ed. And let her say no. That's the thing. You ask the question, you let her say no. And if she weasels or dances at all, like certain witnesses have, from the jump, I'm boxing her in. From the jump, I'm asking her for yes or no answers unless it requires an explanation. I'm asking the judge for some help on that, as her lawyers have done over and over again. And I'll even reference that. Judge, Mr. Rottenborn and Elaine this entire time have been boxing in witnesses. So we'll ask the same for Amber Heard. And you know, the judge should, based on how it's gone the rest of the trial, I think the judge would oblige. So from the op-ed, I would then transition into the NDA. And again, if this is admissible, I don't know if they've already done motions or had motions or judge made decision to keep this NDA out, but we've talked about the marital agreement and the NDA. And I'd first ask her if she signed it, because that's where you start. And if she signed it, I would say, you know, one of the things about an NDA is you're not supposed to disclose things, right? It's a non-disclosure agreement. So you agree not to disclose certain things. And these things are exactly what we talked about in the op-ed, right? And one of the reasons for the non-disclosure is you get money as a response or as consideration for not disclosing these things. Whether it's in the form of a marital agreement of $7 million or some other form of money, the reason you get that money is because you know it would be damaging to the person if you did disclose certain things, right? And you walk her through the non-disclosure agreement and how she agreed not to disclose things about their marital relationship. That's exactly what she did. And by signing the non-disclosure, she's agreeing that she knew it would have a monetary effect on Johnny Depp and his career. As we sit here today, I would ask her, all right, is everything in the op-ed true? Yes, she would say. She would have to say yes. Is everything in the op-ed about Johnny Depp? Yes, she'd have to say yes. So then I would say, okay, if everything in the op-ed is true, let's talk a little bit about truth, okay? And what's true and what's reliable. And this is where we transition into impeaching her on a lot of things that she said. So So we first talk about her background. You mentioned your father, mentioned working with him. You mentioned choosing to go back and work with him at the construction company. You worked with him on the farm, breaking horses, things like that. You didn't mention any abuse by your father on direct, did you? Answer is no. And again, this is an answer she may try to explain, but I would try to box her in because she didn't. To this point, again, there could be more direct, but to this point, she hasn't mentioned any abuse. And the reason I want that answer to be yes, that she didn't mention any abuse to her father, because then I'm going to impeach her with her own witness and say, but you told Dr. Hughes you were abused as a child by your father, right? Because now we're discrediting Dr. Hughes's testimony. There will be more to that potentially later, but anything we can say that the information given to Dr. Hughes was incorrect, then Dr. Hughes's diagnosis is going to be incorrect. And Dr. Hughes's opinion is going to be incorrect. Garbage in, garbage out. So even little things, it's not so little. I mean, being abused as a child is not so little, especially in a case like this, where it's a big deal in the mental health diagnoses. On direct, you mentioned charity being a big part, a big thing to you, a big part of your life, something you've always been into. You've served at the soup kitchen as a child. You tried to be there as much as you could, right? You also pledged to give $3.5 million to the ACLU, right? But you didn't give $3.5 million to the ACLU. And that's how I'd ask it. You didn't give $3.5 million to the ACLU, period, because there's no other way she can answer that question but no. If she tries to say, well, some pledges, say, Judge, I'm just asking if Amber Heard gave $3.5 million to the ACLU. And that's how I would kind of couch it. So she'd have to ask, she'd have to answer that question no, obviously. Then transition to, you said you were scared of Johnny, right? And something we've talked about a bunch and all of you have talked about, but you gave him a large knife that said till death on it. And then when talking about how scared she was of Johnny Depp, it would be the first part I would bring out certain recordings. Not all of them, just certain ones where she calls him a pansy, worthless, washed up, fat slob, whatever. All the demeaning things she said about him and getting into his face, calling him a puss, saying he's running away, he's a child, he's a baby. Those are the recordings I would play at this point after asking her to confirm that she was scared of Johnny Depp, as she said throughout her testimony. Oh, I'm so scared of Johnny. I thought he was going to kill me. I thought he was going to cut me with a broken bottle. Then why would you give him a huge knife? Okay, because I think those recordings and how she sounds on those recordings and what we heard through Johnny's case in chief is big to me. That did not sound like somebody who was scared. It sounded like somebody who was baiting their partner. Next, we transition into Johnny's abuse and the allegations she's made. And one of the ways she said he was controlling and intimidating was with her roles, her acting roles. So I'd ask, you know, he said he was controlling about your roles, which roles you could take, right? And he was controlling about sex scenes, and he was controlling about the partners that would be your leading man or leading woman in the roles with you. And he was controlling about what you could wear and not being too sexy, right? And then I would transition into bringing things we have not seen in evidence yet. And I don't know if they're on the exhibit list, but even if they're not, I think you could bring them in to impeach her. And I would show pictures of her on the red carpet with backless dresses and low cut dresses and side boob dresses and stomach showing and legs showing. And as risque as they were, whatever, it is what it is. Nothing wrong with those dresses. I'm just saying she is saying he was an intimidating, abusive, controlling serial abuser. Yet these are all the outfits you wore on the red carpet while you were dating him. Then I would pull clips from movies, as some people have sent me. And I've also seen some that have sex scenes, have sexy scenes, have her kissing or hugging or touching her male counterpart in the movie. Again, that's her job. She's acting. And I would just show them to say, you still took all these jobs while you were with Johnny Depp, right? You still wore all these outfits and you went on the red carpet, right? So if he was controlling, he obviously didn't do a very good job controlling you, right? That would be kind of the intimation of this. Then I would transition into, he also accused you of being unfaithful. That's one of the ways I would transition into the leading man and showing the clips of her being with people on screen. He also accused you of being unfaithful, right? And I would say you were unfaithful, weren't you? However she answers it is fine. She could say no if she wants. She could say yes if she wants. Assuming she says no, I wasn't unfaithful. No relationship happened until after Johnny and I were over. Okay. But Dr. Hughes testified you had an intimate relationship with James Franco and Elon Musk, didn't she? Break that up so it's not compound. But I would ask that because that was very clearly in Dr. Hughes's report under intimate relationships with James Franco and Elon Musk. And again, she can answer no if she wants. She can try to qualify it and say that it wasn't until after. That's fine. I got in the fact that Dr. Hughes testified that those were intimate relationships and the jury can determine whether or not they were unfaithful. And I would say those were during the time you were with Johnny, right? And if she says no, yes to that, whatever it is, then we show the clip of the elevator where James Franco's getting on the elevator with her and they're kind of cuddly and together. And I would say, we saw police officers getting on this elevator, going up to your floor, investigating the abuse where there was no police report and you denied all abuse. I would introduce that evidence again as I'm trying to set the stage as to what this elevator is we're looking at, going up to Johnny's penthouse with some other guy. And that's you and James Franco, and you and Johnny are still together at this point. You're in Johnny's penthouse, et cetera, et cetera. Painting the picture for the jury. What her answers are don't really matter with that line of questioning. Then I would transition into part of when she was describing the abuse. She said, you can't hit a woman. You can't come back from that. And Nick Riccato on his channel immediately thought that that opened the door to her past abuse. And while I think Dr. Hughes's testimony is exhibit A for opening the door, I do think this could be a potential good line of questioning here for Amber Heard. And you can ask again, did you tell Dr. Hughes that you've never been accused of hitting anybody in the past? And if she says yes to that, that can open the door to impeach with the prior domestic violence accusation. Then same thing. You know, you can't hit a woman, right? You said that. She says yes. And then I said, but you have hit. I would literally ask this question again, and this would be uncomfortable, but I'd say you have hit a woman before, haven't you? And let her say no. And that's fine if she says no. If I end up opening the door and getting the impeachment of the prior domestic violence in, fine. If I don't, I can at least tell the judge I had a good faith basis to ask that question because I believe that she has hit a woman before and I think it's relevant to this case. So I'm going to ask her and I'm going to live with whatever answer she gives. If she says no, fine. But I'm going to ask that question because I think the jury at least has the right to hear the answer, especially after what Dr. Hughes said. So something you may want to ask the judge beforehand, but I think the door is wide open to ask that question. Again, could be uncomfortable. Next, let's get in more detail into the abuse that you stated, that Johnny abused you. Okay. So, and this is where I would take a lot of time, a lot more time than I'm going to take on the cross today, because I would bring in lots of pictures, lots of videos, lots of recordings. Let's start with the ripped out chunks of hair and leaving scabbing and pus on you. Correct. I'd reiterate that because that's what she said on direct. So we saw some clumps of hair on the ground, right? So you were able to stop and take a picture of those clumps of hair because you document things. That's who you are. That's how you were in this relationship. You documented a lot of things and you said it was to help in your relationship. So you were able to document the chunk of hair on the ground, but you didn't document the blood or the pus on your head. You didn't document the scabbing. And after this happened, you went on the James Corden show, right? With your face all bloodied and bruised. We'll get to that later. It was constant physical abuse, right? Your blood was everywhere on multiple occasions based on your description. Blood everywhere. Yet again, as somebody who documents things, there are zero pictures of your blood anywhere, right? And if she disagrees with me, I'll ask her which picture. Show me one. If it's the one with her lip with a little scab, fine. I'll say, any other pictures? Or just from that scab on your lip, there was blood everywhere. No matter how she answers it, it doesn't make sense. But there's plenty of pictures with Johnny's blood everywhere, right? I would ask her that. She has to say yes. And I'll say another accusation you had is that Johnny broke your nose. Very specifically, he broke your nose. He didn't just hit your face. He didn't bruise your face. He broke your nose, right? Okay. No pictures depicting this broken nose. And if she says, here's the picture right here with the black and blue, I'll say, okay, but you don't even know when that picture was from. And again, that's something we'll get to later that she can't even nail down where these pictures are from. But I'll say, okay, no x-rays of a broken nose. No CAT scan showing any problems in your nose. It wouldn't show a broken bone, but it would show other soft tissue damage potentially or MRIs. No medical records at all indicating you have a broken nose. That's something that people want to hear. That's something the jurors want to hear, I think, and I hope that's something they hear in cross. So other things you documented, photos of Johnny Depp sleeping, photos of the Australia house, photos of broken items, yet not a single drop of blood from you. And you didn't take any pictures contemporaneously with these injuries that you're describing. all of the pictures that were shown during cross or during direct were this happened a few days, or this was a few days later, or this was after it had healed a little bit. This is a picture with some makeup on, nothing right after it happened. Again, to depict the horror that you testified to on direct. You agree with me, and I'd ask, you agree with me, none of these pictures depict the horror that you described on direct. And if she wants to say, yes, I wasn't able to take a picture at those times, fine, but you're agreeing with me. And if I can get her to agree with me that none of these pictures describe the level of abuse that she testified to on direct. And I'll say, you agree with me, you could have. You had your phone, it had a camera on it, had a recording device on it, but you didn't. And speaking of that camera and that recording device, because let's see, maybe she would say, I was afraid Johnny would abuse me if I took a picture at the time, or I was afraid that his bodyguard would stop me, or I was afraid of what he would do, because she might throw some answers like that, right? And you always have to be ready for good answers from the defendant. So if she says things like that, that's great. I can transition right now. Ms. Hurd, speaking of your phone and documentation and being scared, you recorded Johnny without his consent multiple times, right? Secret recordings, right? He didn't know you were recording him when you started this recording. I know you said it's to help your relationship, but many times you recorded him without his knowledge. She'd have to say, yes, we know that. And I would ask her, that's a felony in California, correct? That's a felony in a lot of states. And she can say, I don't know. They can object to legal conclusion. That's fine. I'm still going to ask her if she knows that it's illegal to record somebody without their consent. Next, we transition into just some inconsistencies. And I would ask her, say, you sat here through the whole trial. You listened to all these witnesses. And I would list every single witness that contradicts something that Amber Hurd said, whether it's a doorman, a security guard, a law enforcement officer, Johnny Depp himself, the house manager, the island manager. And I'm asking her, are they lying? Are all these people lying? Because in order for you to be telling the truth, all of them need to be lying. Are all of them lying for Johnny? Is law enforcement officers, are they lying for Johnny? These people that don't work for him anymore, are they lying for Johnny? The people on the flight, we heard testimony from people on the flight. They confirmed Johnny's story. They don't confirm that he was huffing oxygen or that he kicked you in the back and fell down. They don't confirm any of that. The Australia fight. People were there when this happened. And the house manager came after and said he did not find the carnage that Amber Hurd described. And I would go through that. And I would also say, so your testimony contradicts Johnny's and the house manager and other people that were at the Australia house. Could it be because you took a bunch of sleeping pills? Again, whatever her answer is fine. She can say, no, I'm perfectly fine on a bunch of sleeping pills. Or I didn't mean a bunch. I meant one or two. But I would impeach her again and say, well, when you corrected yourself, you actually said a lot for you. So a lot of sleeping pills for you mean they probably had an effect on you, right? Ask that question. And also ask, you said this was after it cleaned up, but there were some cans here on the ground and this is after cleanup. But again, took those sleeping pills, right? I would ask her, I would call her memory into question for herself and let her answer it on the stand, which is a perfect transition then into drug and alcohol abuse. Something you've talked a lot about, Johnny Depp, here, right? You've talked a lot about drug and alcohol abuse. You also use drugs, correct? You also drink alcohol, correct? Just during the relationship, there's been testimony that you use cocaine, right? Marijuana, MDMA, shrooms, sleeping pills, pain pills, anything else? Anything I missed? I would ask her. Anything else? Any other drugs you did while you were with Johnny? You also drink alcohol. You even mixed some drugs and alcohol together, right? There were times you got so wasted, you puked from all the drugs and alcohol. And you treated with an addiction specialist, which intimates you have an addiction, right? I mean, that's why you asked that question. And you ask questions she can't weasel out of. We've heard the testimony. So she can either disagree with everybody, including herself, because she admitted to cocaine, MDMA, shrooms, sleeping pills, prescription meds. She's already admitted to most of this herself. And then we transition into some things that are a little more touchy, some subjects that may be a little more difficult because they have some legal inconsistencies. And next, I would ask her about the evidence we don't have. We saw a bunch of text messages from Johnny Depp, right? But you've refused to provide your text messages. And this may be, I can probably only go as far as the judge would let me here, but if it's true that the judge has maybe going to sanction her and with reserving ruling on that and has ordered her to provide these text messages, I think it's fair game. And this will be part of the curative instruction and what I can do since I don't have these text messages. But I would say you refuse to hand them over, even after the court ordered you to. So we don't have all your texts to your friends, right? But we have texts from Johnny Depp to Paul Bettany to Marilyn Manson to his friends talking about his relationship, right? You talk to your friends about Johnny, right? You said some nasty things about Johnny to your friends, right? And let her say no. Let her say no, because we have recordings. I'd say you'd call it a nasty breakup between you and Johnny, wouldn't you? You called him names. You said things you regret. There are some bad text messages in your phone. I would say that. I think we know it. Then I would talk about the metadata. Say, how do we not have that? How do we not know when you took any of these pictures? They can object that she's not an expert. She doesn't know outside the scope of her knowledge. Sure. But I would at least bring it up so the jury can at least ask themselves that question, because a lot of you are asking yourselves that question. Then I transition into some other topics that have come out since the trial started. And again, I think this is fair game. Talking about some courtroom shenanigans. And again, I think that her posing for the picture and snorting cocaine, I don't think you have evidence for that. I don't think you have a good faith basis to ask her about that. So I wouldn't. But if I did, it would be in this section where I'm going to talk about how I would say, who's Eve Barlow? And let her explain who Eve Barlow is, a journalist. She was sitting in the front of the courtroom during the trial, right? Passing notes to you, passing notes to your counsel. What did those notes say? Not attorney-client privilege. She doesn't have to answer. She can say, I don't know, or I don't remember. Fine, but I'm still going to ask. She was tweeting during the trial, breaking courtroom rules, and eventually banned from the courtroom. You care about your public image. This is something that's come out. Something that's come out during trial. Say you care about your public image, right? You fired your PR team in the middle of this trial, didn't you? And you hired a new PR team, didn't you? And this guy sitting right there with the bow tie or the glasses or whatever he's wearing, that's your new PR guy, right? And he's sitting front and center. Now, you might want to be careful if Johnny Depp has his PR guy sitting up there too. Maybe there's an agreement not to go into this, but I would personally. I would let the jury know. She's got PR here all the time. She's got people in the courtroom tweeting. And then the final thing I would probably try to get on, and again, if I constructed this, I'd want to end on a bang, but the final kind of subject would be the Milani makeup. The way I'd bring it up is your lawyer, I would go grab it as a demonstrative aid from opening, said this is the exact makeup you had to carry in your purse throughout the entirety of your relationship with Johnny. Yet with this business record, we show it didn't come out till 2017. And she'd say, well, I don't know. And I'd say, okay, fine. You don't know when it came out. Fine. Is your testimony that this is the makeup you used the entirety of your and Johnny's relationship? She's got to answer a yes or no. If she answers no, she makes her lawyer a liar. If she answers yes, now we can impeach her with a business record. And the judge would, I would then ask the judge to let me enter that business record in as evidence. And I would say, speaking of makeup, and I wasn't going to do this, but why not? We'll have a little fun here. Speaking of makeup, one of the explanations that you were bloodied and bruised and your hair was pulled out, chunks of hair, and your lip was split very clearly. We can all see, you know, in that picture, oh, your lip was split. It almost looks like a scab. And you would think that if you smiled, you would rip that scab right open. Then I would play this clip and I'm going to share it. And I'm going to say, she said she went to James Corden and the makeup was amazing. And without that makeup, it would have been horrible. Without that makeup, she could only choose the bright red lipstick. And her face, her nose was broken, face bruised under both eyes. And she showed some pictures. That was a few days after this James Corden interview. So let me take a second and see if I can share this. If it doesn't work, then, you know, whatever, we'll just move on. But just watch a minute or two of this interview. And I would show it to her if the court allowed me to in court. I believe this is the right interview. If it's not, whatever. If I was her lawyer, if I was Johnny Depp's lawyers, I would find the right interview, obviously, but I'm kind of doing this on the fly. But this says like December of 2015, which I think is when it was. So let's take a look at her. Okay, obviously from here, she looks fine. But let's also listen to her talk. Look at her mannerisms. Watch her move her mouth and her lips, which is split and bloodied. and her broken nose with bruising under her eyes. Now, I realize that makeup could definitely help this, but let's just take a look at it and see if any of you have thoughts.
A ballerina. Did you study ballet? Could you already do it?
No, pretty much the opposite. I grew up, you know, in Texas riding horses and...
Oh, really?
You know...
Not a big ballet community out there in Texas?
Not so much. Shooting guns, yes, but ballet, no. So I wanted to train for it, and there were some ballet sequences that we wanted to have the option to incorporate into the movie. So I trained forever, and I have 2 left feet. I'm the most klutzy person in the world, and I have no, grace? Right. So I knew I had to train for it. And what they don't tell you, I mean, I crammed about 3 months of solid training in, and I'm kind of like working my way up from the floor and learning the technical aspect of ballet. And I've got these dances down technically perfectly. I'm learning all the movements, but the last thing we get to are the hands.
Zoom in here on her lips. I mean, I do not see a blemish. I'm not a makeup expert. But I don't see a blemish, and the way that she's talking would rip that scab, I assume. But again, I would show it to her. I would ask her about it and potentially trying to impeach her with it. So that giving the jury a visual like that, I think, is a good way to end. And then another thing I would try to incorporate, absolutely something I would try to incorporate. I didn't watch the whole thing. And again, this was just a half hour, 45 minutes of prep for me here. But if I just reviewed her entire depo, her video depo, where she is interrupting and kind of nasty to the lawyers, I would use as much of that depo and play herself on video in front of her, in front of the jury, so they could see how much different she acted when she wasn't in court in front of the jury. How she explained certain parts of abuse. I think, based on what I'm seeing, is she explained things very differently. So I would use as much of that as I possibly could. So again, that was my shot. Wow, 30 minutes on the nose. That was my goal. Get it done in 30 minutes. That's really funny that it took exactly 30 minutes. But so that's how I would cross Amber. That's how I would cross Amber Heard. A lot of you are going to say, oh, you're so biased. You hate Amber Heard. That's not what this was. I wasn't saying what I'm saying in this cross is necessarily true. What I'm saying is these are the questions I would ask based on the evidence I have to prove Johnny Depp's point, because I'm mock playing Johnny Depp's lawyer here. Sure, I'm going to get hate saying, I get it. You're biased toward Johnny Depp. Whatever. I say what you want. I just was asked to do this, so that's why I did it. I think it would be interested. And you know, it's fun to do. So that's why I did it. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that mock cross-examination of Amber Heard. Share it with your friends if you found it interesting, because a lot of people have asked me about it and it was a lot of fun. Now is time. Now is the time that everybody has been waiting for, because you guys love it. It's the question and answer portion. We got 8,000 here today, a bigger chat again. This was fun. So if you haven't liked and subscribed to the video yet or to the channel, hit that like button, and then subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. But we're going to get into the question and answer portion now of the video. So if you were just here for the explanation, thanks for joining us. But now we get to the question and answer and things that you would ask Amber Heard on cross. Things I forgot, pieces of evidence I forgot. Yeah, some people sent me some emails. No, don't do it. Her lawyers are going to watch. They're going to be able to prepare. Her lawyers are already preparing. They're not watching me. They know this case inside and out. I wouldn't worry about giving her lawyers any tips or anything like that. Don't worry about that. I'm sure they're not watching. If anybody's going to get some help on it, it would be Johnny Depp's lawyers anyways, not hers. But I don't think they're watching either. So I don't think we have anything to worry about. Industry Rajan. So would you want to draw her out to display her anger, emotional instability? How would you balance that with perception of bullying? I really would try to keep the tone I kept during this kind of mock cross-examination. And I think she would probably get angry or mad and snippy at certain points, and other points she would handle perfectly fine. I wouldn't try to act or be a certain way. I just kind of am myself in the courtroom. If you try to act like somebody else, it usually doesn't come across well. industry rich on again. I've heard a lot regarding how cross-examination of victims can backfire. Absolutely. Because it can look like the plaintiff is bullying the victim through her lawyer, given the questions, who's the real victim? How would you handle this? But thanks to great content. Absolutely. I agree with you. This is a big deal when we talk about how to cross, which is why I would just use her own words. I would say, this is how you describe the physical abuse, right? And then I would get into the pictures. That's how I would not say, he never hit you. Show me. Yeah, right. I wouldn't be sarcastic or disrespectful at all to her. Cello Mamba, the jury is definitely watching the socials. I hope not. I really hope not. Schmeckonomics, why are they all saying Amber Heard's attorneys have to prove anything in the op-ed was true for the defense to win rather than everything in the op-ed was true for the defense to win? The Johnny Depp has the burden to prove that what was said in the op-ed is false. So one of the ways that Amber Heard's team can overcome that is by proving it's true. But they don't necessarily have the burden to prove it true, but it's not a criminal case where it's beyond a reasonable doubt and the defense has no burden. It's more of a, which side do we believe more? Hopefully that answers your question. Lindsay Hawk, hi from St. Pete. I knew I recognized the name of your law firm. Awesome. Stop by anytime. We're on 60. Call us if you need us. Nicholas Moore, why is it being televised? Are they getting coin? So it's being televised first and foremost. I don't know who's making money off of it, but it's getting televised because the public has an interest in the judicial system. They have a right to watch. It's an open gallery. Anybody could go sit there. They're just extending it with technology to anybody that would be interested across the United States or even across the world. Oima, OT question. How do you get on a mock jury? I think I'd like it. There are different ways to sign up for it. We should post some links or something on how to do it. I would love to use you guys, although I would be a little wary. You may give me a more favorable ruling than I actually deserve on some of my cases because you're so nice. But maybe we'll use it sometime in here and do a mock case or something if the client consents. Shepherd, OT probably meant off topic. Do you think Amber Heard's team will try to settle this week? I think they would have tried to settle this whole time. I don't think Johnny Depp wants to settle. I don't think he cares about the money. I think he cares about the win. Unless, as part of the settlement, she admits wrongdoing and admits that she lied, then maybe they could settle. I don't see her doing that. Us J for Broly. Can't they just use her own words against her when she specifically said on the stand that she is here because of the op-ed she wrote? Yes, they can use a lot of her words against her. Simon Tupper, I wouldn't start gently. You ask tough questions about things she lied about, but with a gentle tone, let her think she's doing a good job. Okay? Everybody's got kind of a different style. I like for the aggression to come out with the answers she's forced to give rather than myself, especially if it's a female victim of or alleged victim of sexual violence. Lightly seared on the reality grill. Can JD launch a new suit over Amber Heard's new allegations in her direct? There is a privilege for things in a lawsuit. So if you sue somebody for something or you file a police report, there is privilege from that for defamation. It has to be in an op-ed type of deal. Dylan Perry, if the jury has to come to a unanimous decision, can groupthink be an issue or other causes that lead the jury to make incorrect verdicts? It can, but the reason for that is we want to be sure. And for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people to be unanimous in something is difficult. If you ever try to get 12 of your friends to agree on a restaurant, if they're opinionated, it's tough to do. Shepherd, would you ask her why she didn't leave the house, which had many exits, if she feared him so much? I think it's something that could, or even, you know, we talked about the other day, if he was somebody that ran away and fights all the time, why didn't she just leave while he ran away? But I think in Australia or in the Bahamas on his island, I think she can argue, I didn't have anywhere to go, or I still loved him. That's a common answer to things like that, is I still loved him. I wanted to make it work. Sometimes that's difficult. R8219, this live concerns me. Amber Heard's lawyers will watch. I really, really don't think they're going to watch. And if they do, how do you prepare for having to give these answers? The inconsistent testimony has already come out. Her deposition's already been taken. All those witnesses have already testified. Alina Rivers, is mentioning the NDA reflecting negative to Johnny Depp? I think it could be. Again, that's one of those things you might have to tiptoe around, is why did Johnny Depp need an NDA? Amber answer those questions by saying, yeah, he didn't want me to bring up this abuse. That backfires in your face. I think you got to consider that. Which is why I would try to be more vague about the NDA. And again, Boxer Ender answers. You signed the NDA, right? You get money for not disclosing things, right? Absolutely could backfire. Swiss miss. Can cross-examination ask Amber Heard a question that Amber Heard answers with contradiction to her previous video deposition and then allows the deposition video into trial so the jury can see the video? Yes and no. So yes, that portion of the video deposition can come in where she's answering inconsistently, not the entire video deposition. And my guess would be a lot of her remarks, at least when she's talking to counsel that are unbecoming of Amber Heard, would likely be edited out. Jilly Stalder, will the jury be made aware of the fact that she never provided metadata to any photos or texts, only if the judge allows it? Erica Ashforth, please, if someone makes a declaration but either refused or can't testify, can their declaration be submitted into evidence? Most of AH's witness are only by declaration, not the person or video link. It depends on whether or not it comes in under an exception to hearsay, like an unavailable declarant is what we call that. It really depends on the witness. It's not a one-size-fits-all answer. Jay Yee, how is Amber Heard allowed to or able to walk on the glass-covered floor without putting pressure on the glass and prevent cutting her feet? I agree. Absolutely something I would ask her based on her testimony and the pictures and how she walked perfectly fine up on stage and things like that. Christo Peeve, member, what's up, buddy? Great job and analysis, mate. Happy to be subbed member. Cheers from Berlin. Awesome. Born in Sofia. Do you think if the jury is annoyed by Johnny Depp eating Haribo? I don't know. It's a good question. Like, do they think he's not taking it seriously enough? It's hard to get into the mind of a jury on things like this, which what do they think about how Amber's dressed or Johnny's dressed? That's more difficult for me to get in their minds. Kesa Dilibar, you're so amazing, Peter. Thank you. Why can't they strike Dr. Hughes's joke of a testimony? You can't just strike the totality of testimony, but you can undermine its credibility by saying the information she was given by Amber Heard wasn't true. Or had inaccuracies in it, therefore her diagnosis, her perception, and her entire opinion should be discredited by the jury, but it's not going to get struck by the judge. 100%, they need to go after the makeup. I feel like her pictures don't match what she reports. Do you think they will ask about that in cross? I do. Kara Grasso, love your channel. You're a gorgeous man. Thank you. Okay. Jay White Oak. Can Heard claim to be too sick to attend court? If they did, it would probably cause a delay. If it causes a mistrial, she would have to pay all the costs and attorney's fees as part of the mistrial. I would be surprised if she did. Jilly Stadler, can you show the difference a photo editing program Photoshop can make to bring about and show contrast areas of skin? I don't have that ability to do that. But I mean, we all know just by having our phone on edit on that pictures or Instagram or whatever the filters, how different things can look. J.E., yes or no? Is Amber Heard aware makeup is used to create images of abused face? It's true. And I think that's a fair question. That's something I didn't ask, but I absolutely would ask that. If you were an associate or a law clerk at my firm and brought that up and you said, you know, you're asking her about the makeup, then also ask her, it's true in movies, they use makeup to create bruising, right? And just that question. Don't accuse her of doing it. Just ask her the question and you can connect the dots on closing. Great one. Angela Vargas, wouldn't the lawyer or Amber Heard just say the makeup is not the exact kind she used or be similar? Would this be brought up again in closing by Johnny? This is the answer I would give. I would dance around it if it's true, of course, and say it was a makeup like this. That's what I would say. That's her best way of doing it. But again, I would say, but this is the one your lawyer showed this jury, isn't it? So now you're saying this is not the one you used or kept in your purse. So either way, I think you can show that it was inaccurate. Monisa 456, no one can walk on sliced up feet. You need to sit and nurse them to not get an infection. I'm with you. Johnny's girl, can they use the latest deposition? They can use any deposition that's sworn testimony if she gives an inconsistent answer. Can the jury ask for a timeline? They can create a timeline of their own. Usually they can't ask for something like a timeline. They can ask questions in most jurisdictions like mine. They can ask questions. I haven't seen them ask any yet. Kelly Wadsworth, you're amazing. That was spot on. Well done. Thank you, Kelly. There's a lot of pictures, a step beyond healing. There's a lot of pictures in media showing no injuries after the incidents. Will these be allowed into evidence? If Johnny Depp's lawyer can enter them and authenticate them, then yes. Mandy Bishop, hey, will you do the Tara Grinstead trial. I don't know what this is, but I will put it on our list to do it. And for everybody watching and listening, how we pick our trials or our cases that we cover is whichever one gets the most interest. So if you're interested in this case as well, let me know in the comments or if there's a different case you're interested in. Colin McLennan. Still hard for me to get this over the legal line. So they might as well throw everything at the cross and view that as the victory. Shepard, would you play her testimony and immediately play a recording to show the difference of her on the stand and in court? Is that allowed? Yes, you have to do it that way. I can't lock her into all of her answers and then show all the impeachment stuff later. It's got to be impeaching her right after. And she actually has to be able to review whatever it is I'm going to impeach her with, whether it's a recording, whether it's a transcript, whether it's a picture, whatever it is. Wayne S., both sides waste time on unrelated silliness. Just ask each question. Have you seen Mr. Depp be physically abusive to or assault Ms. Heard, next witness? The problem with that is then on cross, I say, well, were you with her every second of every day? And were you with him here? Were you with him there? So that's why sometimes getting the character that they've never seen him be abusive is also important. But it's also important also to show if somebody's just lying or not credible. And details will sometimes bear that out. Christina S.E.K., what is your take on the jury situation? Are they completely on their own in this, or will the court help them forward? How does it work? The court gives them instructions called jury instructions and tells them how to look at things, how to follow the evidence, how to weigh the credibility of witnesses. And then the lawyers also explain that to them in closing argument. So they do get some help, but at the end of the day, they sit in that jury deliberation room and they make the decision on their own. Anna P., can they use the audio recording from Australia, even though the nurses and doctors that testified are on it? Also, is it hearsay if they play Jerry Judge's portion since she's passed away, but he's on the recording? So yes, it's technically hearsay. There are ways to get around it. Medical diagnosis, declarant is unavailable because they're dead. But at this point, it seems like that's not coming in. I don't know why. I've heard that they've both agreed that it's not going to come in. I've heard the judge isn't allowing it in. I don't know exactly why it's not coming in, but it seems at this point, it doesn't seem like it's coming in. Kesa Dilibar, Ms. Heard, you testified that it didn't hurt when you were slapped by Mr. Depp, but rather that you felt embarrassed. I've been slapped and it hurts. So just you would reiterate some of that testimony. Terrace Johnson, what is that delicious looking liquid behind you and will you share? That's some bourbon behind me and happy to share. Lotus, Peter, this was super fun to watch. Happy to support your channel. Blessings from Texas. Thank you so much, Lotus. It was fun. It was a fun little different thing to do, I think. How much does the jury get paid for being there? I don't know how much they get paid. Or someplace like $5 a day or $8 a day. It's nothing. Selena Mia Moore. What was the purpose of Mr. Rottenborn asking JD about his four signatures on the divorce papers? They're probably going to use it later. And in the divorce paper, it says that they agree that the other person did not lie for any financial gain or something like that, as trying to prove that nothing Amber said prior to signing those divorce papers was a lie, which included some of these accusations of abuse. I believe the TRO was before this. Cheryl Mean, I'd totally melt if you were cross-examining me because you're drop-dead gorgeous. Signed, a great Grammy. Thank you, Cheryl. I do well with the great Grammys. Another thing I would probably bring up, if it's true, is I've seen some text messages about her telling Johnny Depp she only did it because the lawyers told her to do it and impeach her with that we're only here and she only said all this stuff because the lawyers told her to get more money in the divorce settlement. If I had those things like that I don't have access to, I would definitely impeach her with. Bev, I don't see any way that Amber will be able to maintain her portrayal of the victim under cross. She'll be extremely threatened by Camille Vasquez. We'll find out. Christo Peeve, do you think Amber Heard is getting a bit annoyed at her team's bloopers, which are quite obvious sometimes, and she's discussing them with the team? Potentially. I think people do get annoyed when their lawyers have bloopers. Katie Foreman, Dr. Hughes said victim reaction to abuse such as yelling and name calling is not abuse. Do you agree? Would you use this to protect JD from mutual abuse claim? Okay, so it's kind of like the self-defense argument. I think it needs to be developed more. I would absolutely use it in defense of Johnny Depp, that it's not abuse if it's self-defense. But I think you may need an expert to explain that further, but we'll see. JS, question, how would you prevent her from being dramatic, emotionally manipulative while on the stand during cross? Example, the fluffy explanation being dramatic in her expressions, the hysterical behavior. She doesn't like to be interrupted, as we saw in her depo. So I would tell the judge, I would say, judge, I'm asking a specific yes or no question. I would try to box her in, and I think she would get annoyed at a lot of the questions I would have. So I wouldn't have to do much to get her annoyed. I think if you calls somebody a liar with their inconsistent statements, they get annoyed usually and they get defensive. And we'd see how she reacts. Could Depp have made her dad testify? How has their family stayed out of it? I don't know if there was an agreement that you can agree to anything you want as the two sides, the two lawyers, the two parties. But I also saw some text messages where it seems like Amber Heard's dad is with Johnny Depp, but I don't know. Mona Nugent, isn't there some kind of medical test that can be done to show if she had a broken nose? It's tough sometimes the nose because it's not bone, it's cartilage mostly, so it doesn't show the fractures the same. I know people that have broken their nose tons of times, so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Tracy Smith, confused. How did Depp lose the UK case? It was a bench trial, apparently completely different. I didn't follow that case, so I'm not positive. Wayne Lang, first member ever. Thank you for the super sticker. Max Sauce, I think it's weird. AH's sister doesn't have to testify about the star or the stare incident. Apparently she never finished her depo because she got sick. I agree. And if she can't testify, I would assume she'd be a good witness for Amber Heard. So if she wasn't able to finish the depo and Johnny's team didn't object to it because the judge said then she's not going to be able to be a witness at trial, maybe that's a net gain for Johnny Depp. Terrence Johnson. Is it just me or is Amber Heard's legal team unbelievably incompetent, disorganized? I would not say they're unbelievably incompetent, disorganized. Is it possible if Amber Heard loses, she can get a retrial for incompetence of counsel? Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. Menaka Basia. Probably butchered that. Thank you. Julie Perry. Is how long her employees can stand her versus his with decades relevant? I think it could be to the jury. And I think that's something on closing that you argue. We had all these employees. She said her bias toward Johnny. Yet her employee also biased toward Johnny, apparently. Also a liar. Also out to get Amber. Law enforcement, obviously also biased and out to get Amber. The doorman that doesn't work for Johnny, works for everybody in the building, biased toward Johnny. Chuck Strum, JD's lawyer on cross should say, that was all BS, Your Honor, and the rest across and sit down. I don't think anybody would be happy about that. Texas Nurse Patriot. I would never be able to withstand cross by you because your adorable face, you would distract me. Seriously, do you have that problem? I have never had that problem, as shocking as it may sound. People seem to do just fine with me in trial, although I have a lot of fun during cross. And I've had, the last time I just crossed, the doctor goes, you're not going to beat me up again. I was like, hey, man, I didn't beat you up. I was just asking questions. And he was like, you're very nice, but you are very tough with your questioning. I was like, oh, seems like a compliment to me. Tory File 74. Hey, can Amber Heard have the same snarky attitude during cross, not answer questions, make her read her text right, not like rotten board, reading everything? She can do whatever she wants as far as what her attitude is. She's going to have to answer the questions. She's going to have to be impeached. And the judge is going to have to make some calls if she does that. Menaka Bahasha. Can the judge overrule the verdict? I asked on Insta. It's hard for me to get to like long explanations on Instagram. This is a better forum for that. The judge cannot overrule the verdict necessarily. They technically could on appeal, but realistically speaking, they're not going to overrule the verdict. If they could, if they returned a verdict of $100 billion for Johnny Depp, they could do it's a remittiture and bring that down to a more reasonable amount of money. They can't affect it, but usually not overturning it. Katie Foreman, Dr. Hughes said victim reaction to abuse such as yelling and name calling is not abuse. Do you agree? Would you use this? Sorry if it's duplicate. No problem. It is a duplicate, but happy to answer it. I would use this in favor of Johnny Depp to show that it was more self-defense and not abuse. Texas Nurse Patriot, I would ask her about Botox injection and also why she didn't go to the gynecologist after such fear of vaginal trauma. I don't know if I would ask about the gynecologist part just because maybe a touchy subject, but I'd ask about Botox. I'd say, have you ever gotten bruising on your face from Botox? Have you ever gotten Botox before? I would ask those questions for sure. Does social media widen your lawyer insight? I'm not sure what you mean by widen my lawyer insight, but one of the biggest gains I get from this channel is talking to the community, answering the questions, getting the questions, getting the thoughts of everybody that watches and listens in the comments, because it lets me know what potential jurors might be thinking. And I always say, you guys are all potential jurors in whatever jurisdiction you're in, mostly throughout the United States, but elsewhere, I don't know how their jury systems work. But and if you're a potential juror in a case like this, and I'm a potential trial lawyer in a case like this, I learn a lot and can sharpen my trial skills by learning what you all think about certain witnesses and certain ways lawyers act at trial and certain evidence and whether you like presentations. So I learn a lot from it. Hopefully that answers your question. A step beyond healing. How do you authenticate paparazzi photos that appeared in tabloids? Thank you so much. You can either call the paparazzi person who took it, or you can just ask Amber Heard, does this accurately depict you on the James Corden show or whatever it is it's depicting. She can say no, or I don't know, or it could be edited. Sure. Monisa 456, Amber Heard, my bottoms of my feet were sliced up pretty good. The truth is that she wouldn't be able to walk for days, but she did. So that was a lie. Ashley Martson, question, from the outside, it looks like Amber Heard's lawyers aren't very good. Is it more likely that they are messing up or that Amber wasn't honest with them? Or am I just being judgmental since I'm not a lawyer? I wouldn't say they're not very good. I think they have a certain style some people don't like, which is fair. They could be dealing with some inconsistencies based on what Amber and some other witnesses told them. And they've made some mistakes, but it's a long trial. You're going to have some mistakes. I think there's been mistakes made by both sides, and there's been good points made by both sides. Audra Smythe, did anyone hear the first day of Amber Heard testimony say that the op-ed was about Johnny Depp? Yes, it was very short and quick. Yes, but just because it was about Johnny Depp doesn't mean he wins. Corn Pop, sorry in advance. If I was on your mock jury, I would def give you a favorable results, but it's because of the way you look. Okay, well, and on a real jury, I would take that. But in a mock jury, I don't think it's very helpful for me, but thank you. Vita J. Simpson, your picks are different days. Same shirt and hair. Were you using acne prescription Accutane? Oh, these are questions you would ask her. Sorry, I thought you were asking me. Same shirt and hair. Were you using Accutane prescription Accutane? How many times is your nose broken? Who removed the shards of glass from your body? Rings, but no damages. Good points. Yeah, who removed the shards of glass? She'd probably say herself. Did you not need any stitches? Things like that. Arda, I was hoping she opened the door to that recording when she talked about the 5-hour accidental recording after the AU incident. We'll see. I think if she opened the door, they're going to walk through it. Brunhilde Figueroa, thank you. CJOJ, can you explain the ACLU's involvement in this case? I heard them called co-conspirators, Amber. No. Their involvement is basically, if anything, they're being accused of not doing their due diligence or encouraging a hit piece for their own benefit, for money, for donations, for clicks, for things like that. But whether or not Amber lied, they couldn't really know. So it's kind of hard. Cello Mamba, did you watch Law and Lumber, Bed Frame Debunked? I did watch it. He was on Legal Bites at the same time I was. Rob, I think his name is. Really nice guy. If you want to check out his video, Debunking the Broken Bed. Cordoba, jurors in Virginia get paid $30 per day. Thank you. $30 per day. Worth it to take off 6 weeks from your job? Christo Peeve, is the UK trial was not broadcast right? I think that's correct, but I really don't know. Emily P, I would get her to admit that she lied about donating the $7 million to charity when she never did. I agree. That was on my list as well. Mandy Bishop, nothing as funny as Amber Heard's lawyer objecting to himself and his reaction to that will ever happen again. It's wild. What can go in favor of Amber Heard? The jury believing her story. Some corroborating evidence. The pictures, they believe and feel like they've connected the dots that the pictures are right after she was abused. That can go in her favor for sure. It depends on who the jury, at least she gave the jury something to hold on to. Her and Dr. Hughes gave the jury something to hold on to if they're looking for a reason to rule in her favor. Industry Rajan, I would ask her if she tried to get away from him on a couple of the key dates. Yes. And play audios of taunting him regarding running away during those fights. I agree with you. Great points. Stephanie Mason, thank you. The Kissy Wissy. Hi from Scotland. Did Amber Heard not already have a clinical diagnosis of mental health condition before Johnny? The only one we heard about is the BPD and histrionic by Dr. Curry, I believe. I haven't heard anyone's prior to Johnny, but maybe they exist. Christy Booth, in some UK trials, jury members can write down questions and be and asked trial by the judge. Can the US jury do this? Yes, in our jurisdiction, they allow it. In lots of my trials, it happens, and you can learn so much from a jury if they're writing and asking questions. You can see what they're focusing on. You can see if you need to focus in more on certain evidence. On ours, it was really scary at one point. It had nothing to do with medication she was taking, our client, in the trial, but they were asking all these questions about her medication. And we're thinking we should have redacted the medication out of those medical records because it had nothing to do with it. So sometimes it does give you an indication. Miss Donahue, thanks for becoming a new member. Aisling, does JD's team have a copy of the transcript to help for a strong cross? Addicted to your channel. Keep up the good work from Ireland. Thank you. They probably don't have a transcript. They may be able to order one, but they can definitely watch back, you know, any of the live streams and see exactly what she said. Brianna Fowler, do you think it would be worth bringing Kate Moss in for questioning or talk about Tasha? AHSS, definitely worth about talking about Tasha the X if you can get it in. I don't know what Kate Moss would say, and she probably doesn't want to get involved, so I don't know how much benefit there would be. If she'd be a good witness for you, sure, bring her in. JJ Doe, how much longer do you think AH Direct will last? Do you think 26 hours is enough time for her cross? Yeah, I think 26 hours is probably enough time for her cross. I think she's probably, I think the cross is going to start either Monday or Tuesday of the week we get back. So we'll see. And we're trying to plan accordingly because we want to try to potentially live stream parts of it. If anybody wants to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, I forgot to mention this. This is our handle. We've grown a lot there from this trial as well. And also don't forget to subscribe to our channel because we're going to do a giveaway at 75K. Hopefully it'll be during a live. We'll see. And I'll take a second to say, tomorrow's video is going to be kind of like today where I talk about who I would call on rebuttal if I was representing Johnny Depp, what witnesses I would call on rebuttal and why. So we'll talk through that tomorrow. If you enjoyed this mock cross, we'll have a little bit of some mock rebuttal tomorrow. Max Sauce. Elaine called Hughes Dr. Curry twice. That was the funniest to me because everybody seemed shook after that and Dr. Hughes was not happy. She also called AH Laura, which is her middle name. What the heck? That's her client. Plus Amika, not a good look. Shelly Thistleton, why can depositions from other countries be used in the US? And are there reciprocal agreements with all the countries around the world? In America, it's if it was sworn under oath. Anywhere it was sworn under oath. Cinder Melons. And usually it's like if it's a parallel type of proceeding, then that's good enough for America to use it in impeachment. Cinder Melis, it makes no sense that she could be held against a counter while he had the bottle. He needed to have some reach and strength to achieve that. So somebody sent me something that said he grabbed her, he strangled her, he hit her in the face, he smashed the phone, he grabbed the bottles and smashed everywhere. Does this guy have five hands or three hands or whatever? Interesting thought. A little nitpicky though, I think. Kelly Wadsworth, I like to go for slam dunks and cross and stick to things I know she has to answer in a way that is exactly, you know, in line with what my client said or the other evidence in the case. Is there any way to mention JD wears rings all the time? Sure. Wouldn't that leave marks? Absolutely. Ms. Donahue, thank you for the super chat. Julie Hedberg, you mentioned before that the headbutt incident can negatively impact Johnny Depp. Is there proof that happened? Do you think the rest of her false testimony can invalidate this incident? I think he admitted that he accidentally headbutted her and that he grabbed her around the shoulders. She has kind of just blown out the water using a simple defense. So I don't think she's going to be able to use that as just simply saying, that's what I thought was abuse. She's got way more than that. Brunhilde Figueroa, after the TRO, there is a recording of requesting he hug her. Yeah. And there's been testimony she wanted them to meet up. Lethal Latin, AH, DUI killing someone back in the day. Any truth? I did not see that. I know she has a driving while license suspended charge that I don't think is relevant to the case, but I'm not sure. Caroline Lavoie, thank you for the super sticker. Stephanie Mason, odds of AH being impeached, what does that mean for JD? 100% chance she's going to get impeached on at least one part. It just means that the jury's going to have to weigh whether or not they believe her testimony is credible. Thank you, Caroline Elvin Skillebeck. Audra Smithy, why did AH have a petition for a protective order after a couple of times her lawyer filed to dismiss everything, and was it denied or approved? So they talked about him not fighting it. I haven't looked into exactly what the process was, but if you don't fight it, I think I heard his family law lawyer testify that they kept continuing. So a TRO, a temporary restraining order, stays in place until you have your hearing and you prove once and for all whether it becomes permanent or gets dismissed and thrown out. I think I heard his family law lawyer testify that it kept getting pushed out and continued until they had the marital settlement, and then they agreed that it would go away. I think that's how it ended. So again, it's kind of, again, because they didn't fight it and this case wasn't going on, everybody thought it was just going to go away and be over. Little did Johnny know this would end up blowing up in his face, but I think it just kind of went away as part of a legal proceeding with the dissolution of marriage. So he didn't technically fight it because he knew it was going away. Issa Mello, what are you most looking forward to next week? Definitely the cross of Amber Heard. Z Besmelinovich, thank you for the super sticker. Arda, I keep seeing similarities between Amber Heard and Jodi Arias. Is that a stretch? I've heard a lot of this too. I'm not an expert enough on Jodi Arias to make that determination. So I don't know. Bozo, I'd question her choice in wearing a white 3/4 quarter after having cuts on her arms. Great point. And that's what I'm saying. When you dig into that video, you can find stuff. And if you show that video, I can almost guarantee the jury will find stuff that shows inconsistencies in how Amber described it. Arms and back, and ask her how she walked in high heels with cut feet. I agree. There's no reason she couldn't have worn flats or comfortable shoes at that point. Katie, I'm quite a fashionista myself. Okay. Katie Foreman, AH, did you post this on Twitter? Her op-ed with sexual violence in the title. Yeah, absolutely. I would ask that question. That would be part of the op-ed questioning. Carolyn, imagine LawTube during OJ's trial. We missed out. Yeah. I think I heard Emily say we should rerun it back and live stream it. That would be kind of crazy. Jay Yee, why did she see JD's face black to her? And why did his face disappear to her? I have no idea. And maybe we'd see how she would answer that. Martin Duranona, hi from Argentina. Do you like to analyze movie trials? Depending on the movie, yes. Some of them are just so far out there and so far from reality. But the ones that are good, or even to analyze that, I do think it's fun. But I would want to only do it if people had interest in hearing me do it, not just because I like doing it myself. Silver Dragonian, thank you. New member. Elaine Berenger, UK courts do not televise ever, but anyone can go in and watch any trial. Amber's new PR guy has deleted all his social media. Lots of allegations against him coming to light from dating apps. Can't make this up. Woof. Woof. Jonathan Miller, how much do big civil lawyers go to trial? As a trial lawyer, do you have ways of spotting a liar or of getting someone to react on cross? Yes. Usually we can tell if somebody's lying. Usually it's not based on some intuition, but because we have something that proves they're lying, or is at least what they're saying now is inconsistent. Just flat big civil firms, I would say, go to trial less than 5% of their cases. A firm like ours, which focuses on civil trials and also does criminal defense, we probably go to trial on maybe 10%. I mean, less than 10% of our trials. It's not a ton, not a ton. Now, public defenders, state attorneys, they go to trial a lot more, but they're a lot quicker. Like this trial is 6 weeks. We have trials that last 4 or 5 weeks. My dad's been, I think, in a 6-month trial. When I was in the state attorney's office, we would do 3 trials in 3 days within 1 week. And it counts as 3 trials. This 6-week trial, if you're going for board certification or something, it will count as multiple trials. So it's very interesting. Julie Perry. AH's statement is why 24-hour cooldown before sending is wise. Also, your wife must need a half day to deflate your ego after all this flattery. I got a lot of people in my life that help with that. Don't you worry. A lot of people in my life. Moonlight View, new member. Could Kate Moss enter a formal statement to the court via her attorney that cleared up the stare incident? She could enter an affidavit. I don't know if the court would allow it at this point. Probably more likely they'd have to get her sworn in and testify than just having her affidavit be presented, because they have to have the opportunity to cross-examine her at trial. Thank you, Wayne. Ananas, thank you for the super sticker. Ritu Sharma, why did AH not allege sexual assault in her older deposition and is doing it in this trial? Is this not new allegation, mainly the bottle? If that is the case, anything new that she mentioned in this trial that she didn't mention any previous statements, previous trial, previous deposition, I'm absolutely asking, why didn't you ever mention this before? Actually, sorry, I'm not asking why. I'm just going to say, you didn't mention this in the UK trial. You didn't mention this in your first deposition. You didn't mention this in your second deposition. You never mentioned it until trial. That's all I'm asking it on cross. Audra Smithy, the TRO was dismissed. I was actually speaking of the PO she filed with this lawsuit, the protective order. I don't know anything about that. I don't know about but the TRO was only dismissed as part of the marital agreement. Johnny Depp did not go have a hearing and win the TRO. So I think that's an important distinction. I don't know about the protective order filed with this lawsuit. Menaka Bahasha, I'd ask Amber Heard what she thought would happen to Johnny's career after she wrote the article. She has already agreed it's about him. Put her on the spot, I think is what that is supposed to be. Good question. Tori File. Anyone know how much the child hospital was paid by Amber Heard? I haven't heard any testimony about that. I think it was, it's over $1 million to the ACLU with, you know, Elon and Johnny's money and Amber's money and everybody's money. But I didn't hear about the children's hospital. Anna P. How careful should Vasquez be when bringing her memory and mental disorders into question so that they cannot claim she's not guilty because of these issues? Would Hughes' testimony work against that defense? You noticed I didn't even say anything about her mental disorder. I wouldn't ask her about that. If I wanted to connect those dots, I would do it in closing or with Dr. Curry on rebuttal, which is a sneak peek of somebody I'd call on rebuttal. I would not ask Amber Heard that while she's on the stand because of exactly what you said. You need to be careful with stuff like that. I don't think we need it if I'm Johnny's team. I don't think I need it. I would just ask her the questions kind of more along the lines I did that just shows it's just very inconsistent what she's saying now. Can JD present his own closing argument to the jury? You mean like him be his own lawyer? Unlikely. They'd probably have to go through a colloquy to say, you're really going to represent yourself at this point. The judge would recommend against it. He would probably have to say, I'm waiving my right to ineffective assistance of counsel type of claims. But I guess it's possible, but it's not going to happen. Surfer Rosa. There's literally video of her dancing barefoot with Eddie Redmayne the day or so after landing back in the USA from Australia. C, I'm from Holland and we don't have a jury. All the judge does is watch whether the lawyers follow the rules. She doesn't decide who wins or how much the losing party has to pay. Looks like an easy job compared to the lawyer. So who decides if there's no jury and the judge doesn't decide? Mo, I ask when during the Australia attack did his finger get cut, the phone part? So which hand did he hold the bottle with? Okay. Sometimes I'll just say nitpicking sometimes can get you in trouble. You've got to really be fine tuned and write it out. But again, if you're going to take all the time in the world to prep this cross, which these lawyers should, they should be able to nitpick some of this. Just hello. When does it continue? Next Monday, the 16th. Nicholas Cruiser. I'd ask, hey, did you defame Johnny? Also, stay unbreaded, brother. Texas Nurse Patriot. Can new evidence be brought up at this point? Like if Johnny's lawyers find something new, can they enter it? For impeachment purposes, yes, they can bring in certain new things, but not as new evidence per se. If it's not on the exhibit list and it's never been disclosed to the opposing party, we don't do trial by ambush here. Ms. Donahue, thank you for the super sticker. Colleen Fryer, new member. Here we go. Catastrophe. 100K to the Children's Hospital, if I recall correctly. SA allegations were new and brought in for UK trial. Judge closed the door for that part of her testimony. Oh, okay. So they were brought in for the UK trial and they closed the door. Another little difference between America and the UK, I guess. We broadcast it worldwide. They closed the doors. Think of that what you may. Courtney Lyons, thank you for all you do. I follow you and Alita on Legal Bites. Alita's awesome. Greek husband, you know, great choice. And I would be so lost otherwise. I hope this all really kickstarts her channels. She has exploded. We've grown as well. It's been a lot of fun, but she's a big timer now. She's a big timer for sure. Thank you, Steph Morris, for the super sticker. All right. Sue Jessa, how do you think Camille is going to approach cross? Probably similar to Ben Stark. I'm Greek and Italian, like 75% Greek, 25% Italian. I think she's going to approach cross similar to how I did it. Cool, calm, collected, but also stern, aggressive, box her in with things that you need to ask her. Don't let her dance. Don't let her argue with you. See if she snaps at you by just doing your job and just let the chips fall as they may. Mel Poy. Does the jury get an official transcript of audio or just have to listen to it for themselves? They just have to listen to it for themselves, rely on their own recollection and their notes that they're taking. Ashanti Feebles, infuriating that proofs and audio jury can't hear. Yeah, it is frustrating sometimes. I did a whole video. My last video yesterday was why certain evidence can't come in based on the rules of evidence, based on reliability, authenticity, relevance, hearsay. All the different ways that evidence didn't come in this case. Yesterday's video went into detail answering all those questions. So check it out. Kelsey, thank you for voicing being a Christian firm. We need more Christian firms in the legal field. God bless. Please pray I do okay on the bar exam this July. I will say my prayers that you do well on your bar exam this July. For any of those of you that don't know, the bar exam is, well, I guess I don't know if she's taking it in Florida, but the Florida bar exam is 2 full days, one of multiple choice, one of essay questions that you sit in a convention center with a million other nervous, anxious people take this exam after you've already taken a professional responsibility exam. So it's like a 3-part test. It's brutal. If you fail, you cannot practice law in your jurisdiction. So it's wild. Anna P, will Jennifer Howell's written testimony be used to counter the stare incident? I hope you have time to go over it on one of these lives. We will see. Maybe it'll come out during cross. Sonia Hart, Courtney Ingley, thank you. And yes, the comment about being a Christian law firm, I agree with you, is awesome. And everybody should want Christian ethics behind their lawyers. So they're going to do things ethical. They don't have to worry about somebody misrepresenting them. They're going to be honest. And Christian lawyers do not discriminate on who they represent or arguments they make or anything like that. Somebody with Christian values should care about everybody, care for people who can't care for themselves. That's literally biblical. So a lot of people have different opinions on what being a Christian law firm means. But that's what it means to us, that we fight hard and do everything the best we can, no matter who the client is or what the case is. Jonathan Miller, can AH fake injury and skip cross, skip depo in the pass? Very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. And she could be sanctioned and have to pay for this whole trial if she does, especially if she does it on purpose. What about Amber? What were you arrested for and charged with in 2009? Inadmissible question. You cannot ask that. Ines Sabanovich. When she testified, JD using the bottle on her, she was doing motions with her right hand as recollecting. And at that point, his finger was severed. Liar, liar. Little nitpicky, in my opinion. Lady Lee, thank you. 8.5K watching, but less than 300 likes. Ouch. Only 300 likes? Take a second like. I haven't talked about it much. It's a free way to help your boy out. I appreciate that. Yes. Hit that like button and definitely subscribe to our page if you're not already. We're almost to 75K. If we get to it during tomorrow's live, that would be awesome. So if you guys want to, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I usually talk about it a lot more in the videos than I did today. A little different. We had some fun. Heather Higson, people here in the UK don't agree with the judge and what he did in the trial. I'm sure he wouldn't let Johnny's witness statements in. Interesting. Yeah, I have heard some stuff about the judge there. Colleen Fryer, I grew up in Clearwater. Thank you for the channel. You're doing a great job. Thank you, Colleen. A lot of people from Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa, and the surrounding areas and all around Florida, which is really cool. As the channel grows, it's funny to hear the people that are actually closer to me that are watching the channel now. Ruth Kilcullen, thank you for your new membership. Rolando Lopez, could JD's team show pictures of abuse victims, example of Rihanna? So while that's a good point, no, not likely to be relevant, not likely to be authenticated, be very difficult to show that. But they could say on cross, like, use your own common sense. What does it look like when somebody breaks their nose? And they can have a doctor testify to what it usually looks like, but they haven't yet. Very interesting. Okay. So, oh, somebody said 3K likes. Okay, that's, whoops. Frisco Chick said 3K likes. All right, that's better. That's better. But thank you. Either way, thank you for everybody that's liked the video. I just saw a question I want to answer. Here we go. Ruth Kilcullen. Can records of AH's facial cosmetic procedures be shown as evidence if the dates correlate with the alleged injuries? Hi from sunny England, by the way. Hello. Unlikely. It's tough to authenticate that stuff, especially when all you want is to, all you have is her to authenticate them. So it's difficult to kind of go on the fly like that. Ashanti Feebles, do you think it's ever too late to be a lawyer? No, I don't. I had people that it was second career, that it was a second career to become a lawyer. I don't think Dr. Kipper Sally is going to be recalled because he was by video, a recorded video. Mary Langlois, yes. Rewatch it. I went into detail on how I would cross Amber Heard. We had fun with it. Ashanti wants to be a Christian lawyer now. You too can become a Christian lawyer. Johnny's girl, new member. Camille crushing on Johnny. She's totally going to grill Amber down A-plus game. I have seen some stuff about this. It's interesting. Wayne S., JD's attorney said that AH's TRO was granted with her knowing that Johnny was in New York, heading overseas. What would be the point other than malice after or a forethought? I agree, and I think you should bring that up. You knew he wasn't there. You did it to get money in the divorce settlement. You did it to get leverage in the divorce settlement. You did it so you could stay at the penthouse because you were afraid he was going to kick you out, which I've seen some text messages to that effect. Dig into it and absolutely get this answer. Why would you have a restraining order for somebody that was in New York? Now, if I was Amber, I would answer that question by saying he has a lot of money and influence in a private plane. He could be in LA like that. But still interesting. What was all the gifts that JD bought? I don't understand that. Thank you. He gave his employees, security guards, bonuses, money, gifts, signed paintings, whatever it may be, things that they liked. He gave her dad guns, I think, Amber Heard's dad, things that he liked. I don't think that that's crazy that he gave people gifts. All right, last couple questions here as we wind down and get close to the hour and a half mark. Where did you go to law school? Florida State University, the Harvard of the South. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti, Alex. Gosh, there was a couple I wanted to get to, but it's going so fast. Victor, Emily Baker explained that TRO was ex parte. That just means that Johnny wasn't there. It was just them and the judge. Goodness, there was something I wanted to get to. Of course, this I'm always going to put up there. Homestead Dreams, Free Spirit. Another alum in here. Can the judge really set a time limit on the trial? Doesn't that interfere with getting a fair trial? Yes, they can. And it's not just the judge setting the time limit. It's also the lawyers had to agree to it. And a lot of times that is really important when it comes to scheduling your witnesses, getting a trial date, because you can't just continue this forever. And usually the plaintiffs are the ones that want the case to get tried and the defense are trying to delay it. I could be biased because I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, but if you keep delaying it and you keep letting them say, we need 3 months to try the case, well, then we're never going to get on the trial docket. We have to do it and the judge can hold them to that. And that's what's happening here. Thank you, Vicky. Ashley H., any concerns with the jury being able to go home during the trial? What's the risk of losing jury members due to outside influences in the media, YouTube videos? That would be the thing that would make me most nervous as a lawyer in this case, that we're going to lose too many jurors over this break, or they're going to be biased because of what's happening in the media. And there ain't nothing you can do about it but have a mistrial if you lose too many of them. Moon Shadow Blue, just supporting a fellow Christian. Thank you very much. Margaret Persinger said she's absolutely watching these. Just imagine her expression. 3.2K likes. Marnie Naylor, thank you for that. Jamie Lynn, new member. Nami Most, why Johnny filed from Virginia? Because that's where the op-ed was published and printed. And that's where the servers are for the Washington Post. Janie Lynn, thank you for the new membership. Amber Heard's comments on the stand about the stairs and Kate Moss opened the door to prior behavior. No. Potentially could, but more of Johnny's prior behavior, not necessarily Amber's prior behavior, which is what they're trying to get at. So opening the door can mean different things depending on what you're trying to get out of it. All right. So Stay Strong says I have a Miami vibe. My mom grew up in Miami. I've got a lot of family that still live in the Miami area. Miami Vice vibe. It's probably just the hair. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. This was a ton of fun. I see one more super chat. Here's what I'm gonna do. Do the outro now. Then I'm going to hit the last couple super chat questions that have just come in as I'm going out. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Hit that like button, subscribe to our page, hit the reminder bell because we do some random lives because I'm still a full-time practicing personal injury lawyer. I've had a lot of calls from people on YouTube. We've taken some cases from people on YouTube that they went from being a subscriber and watcher and member to now a client, which is really fun and cool. And I love helping people and getting in with them. And they feel like we feel like we have a relationship. We already know each other. They know what to expect from me, how I'm going to work, how I'm going to act on a case. So it makes it really fun. So feel free to reach out to me for that. Let's get to the last couple super chats here. Nicholas Cruiser. I'd love to see a video on how Christian beliefs are included and in fact, the basis for the practice of ethical law, especially your experience weaving the two together to make your harder decisions. So I've actually talked about it a lot in videos and it comes out a lot in videos, but maybe we will do a focused one on it. I think it's different how people may think about it than what it actually is. Are you licensed in other states? So we have a lawyer's licensed in Washington, D.C. and here, but we have cases right now in Minnesota, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Texas, California, Colorado, all over because you can pro hoc vice, which is you can get admitted to a different state for a specific case. We also have lawyers we work with in other states as well that we work with on cases, and it's better to have a referral from a lawyer that you trust than to just go random or blind into it. There are also a lot of practice areas we don't handle because we focus on wrongful death, catastrophic injury, car accidents, slip and falls, injury cases, nursing home negligence. And then my dad focuses mostly on criminal defense. So we focus on those practice areas, but we have cases all over different states within those practice areas. Chase, have you ever lied for a client? Absolutely not. Never would. We have had a client that wants to lie, that had wanted to lie. And we basically told them that we would withdraw from representing them if they wanted to lie. If they refuse to do that, we would potentially have to notify the court that we can't ask them any questions. They're just going to take the stand and speak, which indicates to the court that what they're saying may not be true. There are a lot of ethical things you have to do if your client tells you they're going to lie in court, which is a crime because it's perjury. We would take and have no part in it ever. Wayne O2, Washington Post headline was basically a quote from the piece. It was definitely surmised from the piece. Absolutely. And an extension, especially based on her testimony, sounds like she was all on board with it. Sorry, Peter, I meant all the gifts that JD bought Amber Heard. Yeah, I think those can come in, but it's a boyfriend or husband giving their gifts to their girlfriend or wife. So I don't know what exactly that proves, but it is interesting nonetheless. All right, that's the last one. We are taking off now. Thank you all for being here. Hit the like button, subscribe, tell your friends about it. Tell them to come check out the cross and let me know what they thought about the cross-examination, the mock cross of Amber Heard. And we'll see if we can talk more about this. The online headline was different than print, correct, but she shared it on Twitter, I believe. So we talked about that a little bit as well. So I got to get out of here. You guys rock. Thanks for joining. We'll see you on the next live.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.